An American ally in the war on terror is believed to be in trouble, so this morning we will try to assess just how much trouble. Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf sparked his own political crisis. He tried to fire his country's chief justice. President Musharraf claimed he did that because of misconduct allegations. Many thought it was really because the judge might complicate Musharraf's plans to be elected president while remaining head of the army. NPR's Philip Reeves looks at where Musharraf now stands.
These days, one topic dominates all political debate in Pakistan. How long can Musharraf survive? There's no sign his opponents are easing the pressure. Several thousand lawyers and opposition party activists were again on the streets. They paraded through the capital, Islamabad, accompanying the Chief Justice, Iftikhar Chaudhry, on his way to a packed seminar. Chaudhry seized the moment to attack Musharraf and the army without actually naming them.
Lord Acton said, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
The foundation stones of Musharraf's support are the army, the intelligence services, and the government's political party, the PMLQ. Some party members are privately unhappy with Musharraf and want a change of direction. Absar Alam is Islamabad bureau chief of the independent TV channel Geo News. He says there are also rumblings from within the army, despite the perks and powerful positions Musharraf's handed out.
There is widespread unrest within the army ranks. People within the army feel that the whole army is taking the flag to save the uniform of just one person.
Don't forget, Musharraf is not a hated man. Like, people don't loathe him. He's not a Pinochet, okay?
That's political analyst Naseem Zira. She says Musharraf does still have allies and faces no significant threat that the army will dump him. Though his position's precarious, she doesn't believe his rule is necessarily entering its final days.
Because I think that you still don't see any major national movement that is emerging to oust Musharraf.
The badly weakened generals mounting an energetic counterattack, addressing rally after rally. But what if this strategy doesn't work? Some analysts believe he could go one of two ways. One is to share power with the opposition parties. That could mean allowing the return from exile of two former prime ministers, Benazir Bhutto and Nawaz Sharif. Iqbal Zafar Jagra, Secretary General of Sharif's party, says that's a step General Musharraf must take.
Because they are the popular leaders of this country, and keeping them out of the country is giving rise to a political leadership vacuum, which is going to have a very negative effect, and there might be some other forces which would fill this vacuum.
The speculation about a deal between Musharraf and Benazir Bhutto, under which she would eventually be allowed to return to Pakistan, and he would have to step down as army chief of staff, but would be well placed to keep the presidency. Naseem Zira again.
It's a kind of some cooperative arrangement whereby Benazir's party can be guaranteed a fair and free election. I think that that is most likely going to happen, but it'll depend on how the situation pans out.
Predicting how the situation will pan out isn't easy. Musharraf's opponents say he's out of touch and has begun making serious mistakes, picking the fight with the Chief Justice, for example. They're furious about the violence in Karachi earlier this month. 48 people died in gun battles, which began after a political party, the MQM, which supports Musharraf, disrupted a visit by the Chief Justice. For now, it'll be harder to secure a deal with Benazir Bhutto, as many of the victims were from her party. So observers say Musharraf may choose a second path. He may seek to become more totalitarian and crack down on his opponents. That's what Absar Alam expects.
Going by how the military general's mind works in Pakistan, he will go totalitarian. He will not go democratic, that's what I'm sure of.
But a crackdown would put further strain on Pakistan's relations with the US, and the Pakistani army will likely be uneasy. And it would be difficult to enforce.
Hello and welcome back to News Views and Confused. I have a special question for Mishi. What inflamed Karachi situation?
Naseem Zira says under Musharraf's rule, the independent media's exploded in size.
And so any high-handed step that the establishment takes, you know, it's just exposed within literally minutes.
These days, Pakistan's media's not afraid of taking on Musharraf, even finding comedy in a crisis.
The correct answer is not the CJ, but the media inflamed the Karachi situation. How irresponsible of the media.
Yeah.
Why would they cover such an unimportant event while they're being fired on?
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.